Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Well, the Parkinson's Canada Superwalk is coming up Saturday, September 9th, and here to speak with us about it from Parkinson's Canada is Hillary Pitcher. Welcome, Hillary.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
And Bill Slade is here as well. He is a participant and a gentleman who's been living with Parkinson's for several years, and we'll be speaking with you more in depth in just a moment, Bill, but thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, Hillary, let's get right into it. The Parkinson's Superwalk, we've been talking about this for a number of years here on Lake 88. It is a vital fundraiser for the local efforts to help people with this disease, isn't it?
Yeah, the Superwalk is something that's been happening since way back in 1990 from Parkinson Canada, and it's cross Canada event. So it happens from the West Coast straight to the East Coast. And we like to have participants from all over. But we have had a really large participant group from the area. So we are excited to have the event again this year at Conlin Farm. In general, it's just a great opportunity to raise money for programs and services and research.
Bill, how many times have you taken part in it?
I'm up to my fifth time.
Wow.
And 2 years ago, I held the event in Carlton Place.
Oh, okay.
For the first time.
Excellent. And how did that go over?
Really, really well. We had the mayor out, the deputy mayor, the counselors, town staff. They did a super job supporting us.
Hillary, it is a fundraiser that is embraced in the communities where it is held. There are really there's a lot more people than people may think who have Parkinson's, isn't there?
Yes, it's amazing how many people, just in general, you don't know are living with Parkinson's, but there are people that don't know themselves, because currently in Canada, we're struggling with wait times to see neurologists and get diagnosed. So people who may just go to the doctor and have a slight tremor or be having other types of symptoms, they might not even have the knowledge that they have Parkinson's right now, because it's such a struggle just to get in to see doctors and get diagnosed with the disease. It's something that us as an organization are really aware of, and we're trying our best to see what we can do to change that. And so a lot of the funds raised from this type of event can really go towards doing our best to bring in more researchers and more specialists and that type of thing. So it's a really important within communities, just so we can find out the real number of people living with Parkinson's and treat everyone as they get diagnosed and be there to support them.
I can't imagine not being diagnosed, like living with it, not exactly knowing what's going on just because you can't see a doctor. Boy, that would just be horrific.
Yeah, it can be a scary experience for a lot of our participants and constituents. I know that here, I'm currently in Atlantic Canada, and we spoke with people the other day, and it's about a 4-year wait to see a movement specialist here on the East Coast. And that's usually Parkinson's patients will see a movement specialist at least once a year, sometimes more than that. But to wait 4 years to see somebody can be a really difficult experience for people. So, I can't even imagine what it feels like personally, but I know what it's like from an organizational standpoint to hear the stories of those living the life like that.
So you're on the East Coast. That's where you're located.
I am. Yes.
Okay. And it is an issue though, that is being faced, from coast to coast. And, Bill,
oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
No doubt. And Bill, you, obviously have a community of other people who are going through what you're going through. What does that support mean for you, sir?
It means quite a lot. There's from exercise classes to information on new procedures, medications, also being with other Parkinson's patients, exchanging information. It's almost like a whole family event. We're quite close as a group. And I really encourage people who have Parkinson's to join a support group, because it also supports their caretaker. And their caretaker is the one that takes the brunt of a lot of issues that we have that we can't do anymore, that we need support for. And support groups are really important in kind of keeping us sane. Parkinson's is a very devious disease. It takes, it never gives back. So as you go through the years, either it increases or it stays the same. You really don't know. And in some people, it increases quite rapidly. In my case, it's taken 10 years, and quite a lot has changed in those years. So I really appreciate support groups. I joined two. I joined the Almont group, and I joined the Perth group. And keeping in touch with everyone is a really important thing, I think, in fighting this Parkinson's battle.
Absolutely. And again, the whole community aspect of it coming together is something that has developed over the years. You said that you were diagnosed, I guess, 10 years ago. And the progression has been, different for you than it would be for other people. What about the progression of the supports over the course of that time? Because it appears to me, in maybe the 5 or 6 years that we've been covering this particular walk, that every year that we do talk about it, there's more and more that is out there for people who are suffering from Parkinson's.
Yes, every year the walk gets bigger and bigger. Over the, like last year, it was amazingly big in Lanark North Leeds at Conlon Park. Was really terrific to see. There was a lot of teams out, family members, Parkinson's patients, from those in wheelchairs to walkers to canes to just difficulty walking or just walking. There was a huge group that went around the course. And some made it and some didn't, but it really didn't matter. The fact that we were all out there participating was what really counted.
Absolutely. Now, Hillary, these fundraisers, a lot of people, not necessarily with this one, but with some of these fundraisers like this, people may be concerned that the money that they're donating or the money that's being raised doesn't necessarily, it goes into the national pot and doesn't necessarily help the people here locally. But that's not the case, is it?
I mean, we as a national organization, we are focused on just doing the most that we can for everyone in our community. But something that's actually really interesting that's coming up is we have this new CareFinder app that we're working on. And it's going to be something where people can put in their location and their personal postal code, and you can find supports within your area, whether that support be an exercise group or a doctor or a support group or something like that. It's going to be available for those living across Canada, but it's going to be a really good option for those who are in smaller communities who might not know, or for those who might not know what's available to them. And then there are also going to be any of our virtual supports are going to be available, and they're all going to be listed. So I know one of the things that we know about this area, it is a much smaller area. Despite the amazing support that we get from the area, it is a smaller area. So I think this might be something that can come in handy for those in the Lanark region, and just it'll give people options. And as I've spoke to people in the past, that there are people living with Parkinson's that just don't know what's available to them. They might not even know that these support groups exist. They might not know That we have webinars monthly that are very informative on different topics on Parkinson's that people might not even be aware of. So I think this Care Finder app is going to be a really good addition to a lot of smaller communities such as this.
How do you feel about that, Bill? It sounds like it's a pretty cool tool.
Oh, it is. And every day I receive an email from Parkinson's Canada about new information, about research that's going on, about lifestyle changes, and about things that I can do to kind of lessen the impact of this disease. At the support meeting once a month, we always show the webinar from Parkinson's Canada so people have the information in front of them. And it's just a matter of getting people out that have Parkinson's to attend these things because it's a huge help.
Yeah, and that is part of the reason why you're here today, so that we can make sure that people know about the Super Walk and in turn everything else that is going on to help people who are living with Parkinson's. So let's run it down then. So the day of the event is Saturday, September 9th, correct, Hillary?
Yes, it is.
And registration is underway right now. Now, you do not have to be someone who is living with Parkinson's to take part. They want everybody out there to join in on the walk, right?
Oh, definitely. We
Oh,
want
definitely.
friends, family, supporters. I mean, if you just want to attend to meet people in the community, it's a great opportunity for everyone to get together. And whether you know someone living with Parkinson's or not, it's nice to meet those who are to learn about the people in your community who are struggling with the disease.
Bill, what does it mean to see that kind of a turnout when you have all of these people out there supporting you and others living with Parkinson's?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, one of my daughters drives 6 hours just to be with me for that day. My daughters come out, my granddaughters come out, my wife comes out, my whole family is there to support me, and friends come out. And that's really heartwarming.
Team Bill in full effect, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, okay. So once again, Saturday, September 9th, Conlon Farm here in Perth. Check-in opens at 9:30. The walk begins at 10:30 a.m. If someone would like to register, they can do so at superwalk.ca or by calling 1-800-565-3000. Did I get all that correct, Hillary?
Yes, definitely. And people can also just show up at the day of the event and register on site. So you don't have to do anything online if you don't want to. We just try and encourage people to do things ahead of time to cut down on the wait time when you get there.
The more the merrier, right, Bill?
I mean, that crowd last year was just amazing.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure to speak with you both. I hope it will be, and I know it will be, another huge success. So thank you very much to both of you for being here today to talk to us about this. And we look forward to talking about other initiatives by Parkinson's Canada throughout the year. And then once again, next year, we'll have you back to talk about another edition of the Super Walk. That's how far ahead I'm looking. But it has been a pleasure to have you both here. Hillary, thanks so much for taking the time.
No, thank you for having us. I really appreciate you diving into the topic and getting our opinions on it.
And Bill, thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you very much for having us.
You're very welcome. I'm Bob Perreault. You've been listening to In Focus. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon.